Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. And today we're going to be giving you another sneak peek into our brand new book, See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors. And boy, oh boy, did we pick a really good time to release this book, didn't we?
Yeah, good timing on our part. Just our book and the coronavirus, brought to you by March.
At the top of the news cycle.
Camping isn't getting a lot of billing these days on the news.
But that's true. But we're all going to get back out there, and we know we will. Now, you had an idea that one of the chapters from the book would kind of work well and maybe be useful to a lot of people that are home right now.
Yeah. So one of the very last chapters in the book is called Creating and Capturing Camping Memories. Now, one of the things that I did in this chapter was I talked a lot about things you could do before you go camping to kind of like get your kids into the spirit of the trip. And I think that that's relevant now too, right? Like, even though all of our travel plans are on pause for the time being, you could still dive into that chapter and look at future trips and start to do some of that like pre-learning. It's a very teacherly term, but I was a teacher for more than a decade, so I can't help myself. But it is kind of just like those activities that get kids really excited to visit a place. And I think that those are actually like way more valuable than people realize. Even Wesley, at the age of 6, when we go on YouTube and stuff and show him campgrounds that we're going to, he gets so excited.
He asked the other night if he could look at any pictures or videos of the motorhome we're renting this summer, Lord willing, to go to the Grand Canyon. So I know exactly what you mean. And then it just becomes all part of this longer narrative, the pre-planning for the trip, the trip, and then capturing memories after the trip.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff in this chapter too that's not really relevant to right now, right? Like, I talk about things that are more like getting those maps that track the different states that you're visiting and things like that, okay? So what I decided to do was just kind of pick out some of the things in the book that are actually we could with a tweak do for previous trips that we've taken, right? So we are all super duper busy in life. And I have to be honest, one of the things I struggle with most is doing some of that like after trip memory gathering, right? And when I do it, it's so valuable. The kids love the posters that we have of the places we've been, or the little photograph wallets that I've made for them.
I just had this like real insight into our family. You know, when we come back from trips, we also then put all the podcasts together about them. So then it's like a big additional step for you to do those typical things that a lot of families done, because we've already gone through our travels on the podcast and in our show notes and all that stuff. So it's almost like you have to do it twice.
Right. And we do a lot of work with the podcast. Like, I think in a lot of ways that for us does kind of capture those memories, and it's a way of us processing the trip and having a great time with it. But that doesn't necessarily translate to the kids, right? And when I've done those little photo wallets, you know, those, remember your grandmother used to have like the $1.99 photo wallet from Walgreens in her purse with the pictures in it. I have put them together for the kids. They love them. They still have their Charleston ones. Remember the first time we went to Charleston, like however many years ago?
We did it when we stayed at James Island County Park. We did it. We put a lot of that stuff together.
I did for them. They love to bring it into school. So, you know, I just thought I would suggest today some ways that maybe, okay, we're on pause with our travels, and maybe we even feel insecure about planning future travel, but what we can do is kind of look back to the previous trips we've taken and maybe do some memory gathering for our kids that will help them like really, I think it cements those memories in their head. Every time I do something like a project about any of the trips we've taken, I feel like my kids remember more about
it. It reinforces the memories, yeah. Right? I mean, that's just the way memory works. It needs to be reinforced by those photos and those chat books and all those things. So Stephanie's going to give us a bunch of great tips. But before we do so, we want to dive in and thank our sponsors over at Jayco.
Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968. Offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class C and Class A motorhomes, it's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family. With an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco. Visit your local Jayco dealer or Jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
All right, so let's talk about some ways to remember past camping trips and to reinforce all the good memories and to pull all the photos together, whatever it might be.
All right, so everybody knows, you're probably sick of hearing me talk about it, but my favorite photo app is Chatbooks because I like it for its simplicity and its ease. It's like super streamlined and it makes these tiny little books that I think are perfect for little hands and just kind of storing and kids looking at. And I also love the fact that you can do like the image and just a simple caption, right? As opposed to some of like, I mean, other like Snapfish or Shutterfly, or they're all great, but to me, they're a little more complicated. Like you can, yes, I can put badges and pictures, but I like to keep it a little bit simple.
Keep it to the photos. And I have to say now, the chat books, like a couple of them are 4 years old.
Yeah, they hold
4 to 5 years old. They hold, they're good quality paper and they do not fall apart over the years.
Yeah. So you will know that I like these chat books, but I wanted to put another spin on it maybe. If you're looking for like a project, right, over the next period of time that we have on our hands, okay? So the one thing that I was thinking of is you could make like a campground photo collection. So wouldn't it be fun to go back and gather images of all of the campgrounds that you've stayed at? Maybe you just want to say over the last year, or maybe you want to say over the last 5 years, right? And dig back into your photos and try to get like one great campground shot of every campground that you and the family visited. And then you can put the campground in the caption note as you're making your chat book, right? And have this collection of campgrounds that you visit. I thought that would be a
almost
fun
spin on it.
Almost like a
chat book for your RV. You know, all the places the RV has been.
Or you could do like a collection of national parks, right? So think of all the national parks that you visited as a family. Go into your phone, actually try. It's like a challenge. Try to find a picture of each of those national parks and put together like your national park
chat
book.
I love that thematically. So yeah. It's not just about one trip. You might do chat books that are based around a theme, or one for each child or something like that. I know what I want for Father's Day now.
Okay.
I want you to do a bunch of these for
me. You can put it in order. So far, I'm not bored in quarantine, okay? Like doing remote learning with 3 kids and working a full-time job is keeping
They've
me busy.
They've been little angels.
Oh, they have been as good as can be expected. They really have been. I cannot complain. All right. So my second idea for this time period in our life is puzzles. So here I was actually online because I was looking for puzzles from previous places that we had visited. And I was like, I was trying to find them. And I was so frustrated. You go, Stephanie, remember we have a puzzle from Mount Rushmore that we haven't done yet. And I was like, yay. And so I dragged that out. And
it was
we've been putting
it
together.
Mixed in with a bunch of my books and a pile of clutter. Yes, and I happened to know exactly where it was.
And I forgot about it. But so if you have any puzzles that you've picked up from previous trips, it's a really nice way.
And she started, Stephanie started that puzzle last night with the boys. And you guys got the frame around it, basically.
Almost, yeah.
And then this morning, Stephanie walked into the dining room and it had been knocked around and kind of knocked all over the floor. And she immediately started to blame all the family members for doing that when I pointed out it was probably the cat.
You always love it when you can blame a pet for something. You're like, yes,
it was lucky.
It was the pet.
Lucky knocked the puzzle pieces all over the
evidence.
Place.
I don't know. There's
yeah,
no
Lucky
evidence.
Escaped the house last night and I had to create a tuna fish trail around the block to get him back.
So you're feeling negative about him. But so I just go online and go to the national park websites, right? Go to those places. Just pick a puzzle of one of the best places that you've been as a family. Order it online. You can get it. You can do it. We have a 500 piece that keeps a family busy, you know, over a few days for sure. So that's a nice little way to build a memory of a past trip.
So your next recommendation is actually about kind of like bringing your travels back to life in the home in a really kind of cozy feng shui kind of way. So what's the recommendation here?
All right. So I don't know if a lot of people do what we do, which is purchase prints. Oftentimes when we're at some place like visiting a national park or something, other people go online later on and do the same thing, right? So if you may already have prints that you haven't spent the time to frame and hang, I want to encourage you to do some home projects, right? At this point, being stuck in the home. They're expecting, I think, a lot of like, let's say, interior design projects to be happening.
Everyone's houses better look awesome by the end of this thing, people.
Yeah. So here's my little tip for you. So if you're into feng shui, or if you're not, here you go. The northwest corner of your home is supposed to be like the heart of travel, all right? So I have actually made the northwest corner of our home is like our living room. Like not our family room, our living room, right? So it doesn't have the TV or anything in it.
It's we call just, it the relax room.
The relax room, the boys called it years ago, okay? So that's the northwest corner. And what I've done over the years is really try to feature a lot of our favorite travel prints in that room. Also, like there's a wood carving of the Finger Lakes that we bought when we were there years ago. I also have the sweetgrass baskets that I bought in Charleston in my travel corner of my house. So, you know, I've kind of created this room that's a little dedicated to just our travel memories and those good vibes that come out of your travel memories that you have as a family.
It's so funny you say that because where do I like to sit?
Yeah, you're in that. Yeah, I literally,
I've never put that two and two together on that. That is literally where I like to sit and read.
Yeah. So you just maybe think about that. It doesn't have to, obviously, it doesn't have to be the northwest corner of your home, but think about creating like a travel feature area where you collect these prints that you've, you know, gathered over the years, or maybe take this time to go online and shop for some nice prints from places that you've gone. We kind of have a rule, like we only hang up prints of places we've been, and like, you know, the like, it's just
I've
kind
cheated
of,
once or twice, like before Olympic, I bought the print knowing we were
I
going.
Didn't hang it. I wouldn't hang
and
it up.
As a matter of fact, you just hung it up recently.
Did I really? Yeah.
Even though we were there 2 years ago.
Sometimes to get around to it. But yeah, so definitely, you know, think about what it would be. And it doesn't have to be just prints. Like I said, I have a wood carving. I have the sweetgrass baskets. I sometimes just put up little, you know what I did just recently? I bought a set of coasters at Glacier National Park that I love. They're these really beautiful coasters, ceramic. And I actually hung them on the wall. It's a set of four, and I hung them almost like pictures in a row.
They look
down
great.
The wall.
I've been meaning to compliment you on that. They catch my eye. You know, they
glad
catch,
I brought it up.
Well, they catch my eye when we're eating when we're eating dinner at the dining room table.
Yeah,
even though they're not right directly there, they always catch my eye and remind me of Glacier. Stephanie has a couple more great tips for capturing family camping memories. But before we dive into the rest of her tips, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
We have had so many amazing family memories at Yogi Bear Campground Resorts, and we really are looking forward to having more coming up in the future. Is just one of those things that we could actually create a chapbook like we talked about on just our
yogi-themed one
that could see over the years the boys with all of their yogi hugs and boo-boo pictures and everything.
Gaga ball action shots.
Yeah, I mean, that would be an amazing, actually amazing little book to capture like 5 years of camping with Yogi because we have so many fun family memories there.
Going back to that first trip to the Jellystone Luray. Which we're dying to get back to, by the way.
So we love taking week-long trips. We love taking weekend trips to Jellystone Parks because really so much of the family fun is included in the price, right? Like you can swim and play mini golf and you can have story time and pledge with Yogi and maybe yogi size. And
for the older kids, you've got your volleyball and your basketball. And for a small additional fee, a lot of them have laser tag, which the boys have loved, and so many great activities.
So family fun is always the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds, and with over 75 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that's also close to home. Go to campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone Park near you.
Now, for the next tip you're going to give, you suggest getting the kids involved. So tell us what it is.
Yeah, so if anybody is looking, and I'm not suggesting that everybody is, because some of us, our plates are full. And if your plate is full right now, feel free to ignore this suggestion. But if you're looking for a project, if you have kids that are really motivated by projects, this would be a good one. So you can have them create a camping journal or a scrapbook journal from previous trips. So you could do this a couple of ways. Like you could lay out, like maybe make a little booklet with the name of, say, 10 campgrounds that you've stayed at as a family. And you could actually have them do this as like a little research project on the computer, because every kid out there is getting too much screen time right now. And if you direct it, sometimes kids really have fun with that. I mean, as a teacher, you know, you could send them down this like research rabbit hole and they would have a blast.
I think the boys are enjoying some of their homework more than they're admitting.
Yeah, they're
the fun. More research-based homework.
Right, because they're like poking around, at least trying to like gather some information. So you could like put 10 campgrounds that you've stayed at, and then you could have them like find certain information about it, right? Like where it's located, how many sites it has, what kind of hookups it has, that kind of a thing. And then you could also get them to put maybe a couple pictures in it, right? If you have pictures laying around, they could print out some pictures from the website, and you could have them maybe write a paragraph about what they remember doing at the, what their favorite part of the campground was, what they didn't like. Try to appeal to their inner critic, right? And create this campground memory book for themselves.
I think they would treasure it like 10, 20 years from now if you could hang on to it too and keep it safe.
Or if you're like me and you collect things that you don't necessarily do anything with all the time, you could kind of put them in a bucket and have the kids do a scrapbook. Like I will collect like ticket stubs and stickers and like the junior ranger pins, everything. And a lot of the time they'll just like sit in a bin or something until I get around to making a little display. Or when I get a little time for a project, I put it together maybe on a magnetic board or something like that. So you could kind of like drop those things into a box and say, make a scrapbook for yourself, right? Of like our camping memories. So those are things that are a little more freeform that you could give to a kid to do, and they could do it while you're working from home. Like if you gave them a little campground project.
I think the point you made earlier is a great one, is that it gets them thinking some happy thoughts about travel too. And I know it's like kind of a claustrophobic feeling for a lot of us right now, feeling stuck in the house. Now, we actually do need a clothesline because our dryer just broke the other day during
the coronavirus
pandemic. So that was a nice little treat for us all of our laundry getting piled up right now. But you're talking about making a postcard clothesline. So what is that?
So a couple years ago, Gretchen Holcomb, who's been on the show quite a few times from BoxyColonial.com, she redid her son's bedroom and had the cutest little design feature that I've loved forever since I saw it. She actually won a set of the See America postcards through a contest that we had. And then she took those postcards and she made this really cute like clothesline that went along the wall. She clipped each postcard along the line, and it was really adorable in the room. And at that time I was like, I have to do that, and I just haven't gotten around to it. But the thing is you don't have to have postcards at your house to do this right now, right? So there's a couple things you can do. First of all, it is unbelievable how many places you can buy like postcards online, right? And we all have time maybe to online shop these days. So there's like nationalparkposters.com. You can actually individually select like postcards from different national parks around the country.
Those are beautiful. Those are great.
So you could like pick just the ones you've been to, right? And get them shipped to you and then do this little like project with your postcards.
Oh my God, we got to do it.
Or Zazzle was another website that you could just individually pick those postcards to the places that you've gone and that you want to show. And I have another idea, because my boys are not artistically inclined, and that's not being judgmental. Like they don't like to do art. They're like, no. Every time I suggest that they draw a picture, they're like, whatever. But if your kids are, what you could do is have them draw the, like on a little sheet of paper, right? A postcard themselves. You could have them custom do it. You could even pull them up on the computer and have them draw off of a picture on the computer. And how cute would that be to have your artistically inclined kid do like custom postcards for this little clothesline feature?
I don't say this sarcastically. That could keep them occupied for hours.
Yeah, if you have a kid. For the right kid. Right, for the right kid. That's what I always like. You can take these suggestions or leave them, based on what kind of child you have. Do not feel bad about yourself if your kid is like, go scratch when you're like, suggest a project like this. My kids, I used to, as a teacher when they were little and they were 3 and 4 years old, I was constantly trying to get them into these projects until eventually I was just like, these are the kids you have, okay? Like,
and they're good enough, gosh
like,
darn it.
They like other types
they're
of
really
things.
Good at baseball.
Right. They just are gross motor, not fine motor for the most part. And I just have to, I accept that about them. That's just who they are.
Do you wish you had craftier kids or you're over it?
Okay, I'm over it. I mean, like, as long as some of them, like, Wes was really doing the puzzle with me for a long time.
Until Lucky knocked it on the floor.
Yeah, you are so anti-Lucky today.
That's not true.
I'll put a picture of Gretchen. I'll go onto her Instagram account and dig around and find that picture, and I'll put it in the show notes for this so you can all see what it is. But I think it's such a cute idea for a kid's room.
You mentioned Gretchen. I think it's time to get her back on the show too. Gretchen, if you're listening, we'll be in touch.
Call us. All right. So those are my ideas.
Hang in there. Stay sane. Stay calm. Stay kind. And
if you need something to do, get See at the Campground.
Yeah, get See. It's a great book to read right now.
Or write a review if you already read it. That would be great.
That would be awesome. That would make us really happy during a time of crisis. If you would write a review on Amazon, we would super, super appreciate it. And we know we'll see you all at the campground real soon.
All right. See you at the campground. A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.